Robert De Niro solicits donations for Biden campaign. Trump is a monster, not a shred of humanity to hang on to. By David Ng on May 29, 2024. You haven't seen the last of Bobby D. In a fundraising email sent Wednesday, just one day after his chaotic press conference in New York, Robert De Niro pleads with supporters to donate money to the Biden re-election campaign. I still can't believe Donald Trump got elected president. 4 years of sucking up to tyrants, supporting racists, ending Roe v. Wade, lying about the election when he lost, and calling for insurrection to stop the peaceful transfer of power, the Hollywood star says in the email. Thank God Joe Biden defeated him and restored decency, compassion, and honest, intelligent leadership to the presidency. In the email, De Niro calls Trump a monster and claims he has not a shred of humanity to hang on to. He also claims Biden puts you first, without mentioning the more than 7 million illegal aliens Biden has put first by giving them free housing, food, healthcare, education, airplane tickets, and even spending money, while millions of American citizens struggle to make ends meet. De Niro also failed to mention how the Biden administration has prioritized Ukraine by sending the country tens of billions in taxpayer dollars. Here is the rest of the De Niro fundraising email. Now Trump is trying to claw his way back. Frankly, it scares the hell out of me. I have said before that Donald Trump is a monster. And just imagine how dangerous it will be if he becomes president again. It's going to take all of us to make sure Donald Trump never returns to the White House, so I'm personally asking. Will you please chip in $25 to the Biden-Harris re-election campaign to help ensure Donald Trump never steps foot in the White House again? Over the years, I've played my share of vicious, low-life characters. I've spent a lot of time studying bad men. I've examined their characteristics, their mannerisms, and the utter banality of their cruelty. Donald Trump is a wannabe tough guy with no morals or ethics who will do whatever he can to obtain power. As an actor, I could never play him. There's not a shred of humanity to hang on to. I strongly support Joe Biden. He's a lifelong public servant with great personal integrity. I trust him completely to run the country. He puts you first. Trump cares only about himself. The bottom line, name, is that President Biden is our guy. He represents what this country is supposed to be about. And we need to do everything we can to re-elect him in November. Trump responded to De Niro's recent press conference, calling the actor pathetic and sad. Trump posted on Truth Social. I never knew how small, both mentally and physically, wacko former actor Robert De Niro was. Today, De Niro, who suffers from an incurable case of Trump derangement syndrome, commonly known in the medical community as TDS, was met, outside the courthouse, with a force far greater than radical left, MAGA. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.